Thank you. Our next question is about energy security. So Bundina has regular blackouts and is still partly powered by an aging submarine cable that has not been replaced. To stabilise our energy supply, especially during outages and bushfires, as well as to utilise our solar rooftop energy, we are lobbying for a community battery through a new community group called Electrify Bundina. What is your position on upgrading energy infrastructure in Bundina, and in particular, how will you support the community to utilise its solar energy network? And the first answer is to Marianne.
Thanks, Linda. So down the road is Electrify 2515. 2515 is the postcode for Thrill. So they've already started. They have put an application into ARENA for some project funding, and they're wanting to look at a community battery, EV chargers and things like that. So Federal Labor supports that. What we need is every level of government working in coalition towards that. So if I am your elected MP, you can guarantee that I'll be working with you on that, and I'm very happy to put you in contact with Electrified 2515 so we can get the ball rolling. Thanks.
Thank you. I've already spoken to Matt Keane about these two proposals, and he's very keen to come down and discuss it with the community. So I'm waiting on a date for him to do that prior to the election, so you can hear straight from his mouth of how excited he is. There's a community battery up his way at Hornsby, which is working very, very well. So ultimately, the trials that are on offer, he'd be 100% and I'm 100% behind them. Thank you.
Props to the Electrify Bundina group and to Vera for her tireless work for what she's been doing and getting the project off the ground. And I know she's been in contact with Electrify 2515, two very similar projects, and I think we've taken a lot of inspiration from there. So community solar and battery projects are the single greatest form of energy infrastructure that has yet to be implemented en masse. And it's a shame that we haven't seen this sooner. It would secure our energy in the instance of a blackout, which we get regularly, and it would allow for the share and trading and sale of solar energy when eventually we do get solar on every rooftop in Bundina. It's infrastructure that needs to be put in. It's infrastructure that is forward-thinking. It's infrastructure that secures our energy in the future. We need to get that done now. And $1 million isn't much to ask for. It's really not. Think about where we're going to get that money from. Look down the road at the Peabody Energy Mine that pays a measly $31 million in royalties. How will we take a bit more from them? I mean, they're making $2 billion in profit a year and paying zero tax. I think it's about time.